Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization that is all about your first tour day into a very special area of South Africa. On this unique and special trip, you will have opportunities to explore an inner sweeping landscape where wild horses roam free and where ancient runes appear in a circular form on sacred South African ground known as Adam's Calendar. The energy in and around these ancient rock formations has been sensed by some as feeling like it's otherworldly. Some have sensed the energy and described it as being in kind of a hard to describe vortex, a soft vortex of energy that feels like a blend of time made up of the past, present, and future. It is like a place both in sync with time and a place of timelessness. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space. And once you are in a relaxing space, you want to make yourself comfortable. You just don't want to fall asleep, so you may want to lay down or to sit up. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and just notice your breath. And there's no special way to breathe. Just breathe and notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience and journal if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself having landed onto a small runway in South Africa. This is a special runway made for small bush planes. As you move to the now open front door of the plane, the first thing you feel as you deplane is the arid, dry air that has a desert-like quality to it. And you can see that the land that surrounds you is made up of dry grasses, different sizes, some are tall, some are short. There are so many different varieties, as well as fuller, low-growing bushes around you as well. The vegetation is a blend of colors, from shades of beiges and browns to creams. The setting is quite beautiful. You are surprised, perhaps, at the humble surroundings as your feet touch the ground, and you're becoming more aware now as a hot gust of wind has hit your face and there is a buzzing of insects near you. You feel calm and yet curious about this new setting, and you are surprised by how quiet and captivating all of this nature is around you. Next, you are welcomed and you meet your guide, Johan. Johan explains that this is a unique and special trip as some of the sites are not open to the general public. As you're about now to start your tour, you're loaded into an open-air jeep. Johan takes the time now as he wants to fully acknowledge and honor you for whatever beliefs you may have in your own life about any spiritual or non-spiritual ideas or any religious or non-religious aspects that you embrace and hold dear. For here today on this exploration into some of the ancient sites of South Africa, know that is just an offering of some myths and stories that have been passed along through time from one generation to another, and that this is just one interpretation of many possible ones. yet this is the one that you will be exploring today. Keeping in mind, like in other areas around the world, the ancient peoples had shamanic leaders within their ancient tribes. And oral tradition is a type of tradition where stories and myths from ancient healers and tribal shamans were passed on from lineage to lineage, using very specific words and very specific phrases that were often passed on in exacting ways as to keep the stories exact and very accurate. Only certain designated people were given the responsibility to both say and to hear the ancient wisdom and prophecies that were related to these ancient lands and the forms that occur here. You will hear more about that later in the tour. Next, Johann shows you a small golden amber orb. This piece of golden amber was given to him by a well-respected and beloved Zulu Sangoma. A Sangoma means a traditional healer from South Africa. This was the last known Zulu shaman of his kind to receive coveted special information that was transmitted through ancient oral tradition. Next, you are given this amber orb to hold in your hands, and it is a talisman gift that Johann was given by the legendary shaman. Johann explains that this amber has special energetic healing forces embedded within it. He invites you to feel the orb in your hands, and if there is any area in your life where you would like to receive healing energy, that you are welcome to invite that into your life now. And as you take a few deep, relaxing breaths, you're welcome to invite the healing energy to go even deeper in around your body. Feel the energy in its golden healing, golden light as it starts to cascade soft energy and light that starts from the top of your head and cascades around and down through the crown of your head. Feel it now as it moves across your forehead, behind your eyes, over your nose, and through your mouth, and feel your jaw and your mouth and your lips soften as this energy relaxes you, as it moves now down through your neck, relaxing your neck, the back of your head, your shoulders. You can feel this healing field of energy move down through your left arm, through your hands, the palm of your hand, through your fingers, and through now across your shoulders now to your right arm, to your right hand and palm, feeling the energy healing and moving through your fingers and back across your chest into your heart, feeling your heart expand with healing energy as it covers and goes down now through your organs, through your stomach, through your hips, through your left hip, moving down through your left leg, ankles, through to the bottom of your feet, grounding you, and moving back across your hip to your right hip, your right leg, your right ankle, and your right foot. You can feel the vibration, the healing energy, as it is now from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Take a few more moments and relax into this energy as you are aware of feeling this orb in your hands. And while you are sinking into this, you hear Johann's voice as he explains where you will be going next. Today in this exploration, you'll be on a field trip to discover the wild horses that dwell near a small mountain township in South Africa. It is also interesting that near this small community lies the important rock formation called Adam's Calendar. This whole area is known for its scenery and its rich history of gold mines, as well as for its legacy of wild horses. As the jeep pulls over, you are led out to walk the grassy fields where the wild horses roam free. You come upon a serene and quiet area near some large gray and brown boulders. As you allow yourself to sink into this moment, you may start to feel a great quietude and peacefulness that seems to fall around you now. It is then that you realize that you hear the soft sounds of a horse. The horse is now slowly, gently moving its hoofs and coming towards you. Legend has it that if a wild horse comes to you, it is a rare occurrence. And this rare occurrence speaks to the fact that the wild horse is drawn towards your human essence, and that it deeply trusts you. It is polite to lower your eyes so that the horse is not spooked by direct eye contact. You trust the movement of the horse, and it moves towards you as you lower your eyes and your head. You can feel the horse gently nuzzle the top of your head and the back of your neck. You sense a communion of sorts with this wild horse, who is now content to be at one with you. The horse communicates a message to you, head to head and heart to heart. And the message is, let nothing disturb you, and remember your own true wild nature and essence. Remember what freedom is and what it means specifically to you. As you take this in for a few moments, you realize that the horse is now leaving you and moving away. Johan has been nearby and observed this interaction and comes to be with you. Johan offers that there is more to reflect upon, as on this very site many years ago, there is a legend that if a wild horse comes to commune with you, that is also a signal to go deeper into your own life and to ask yourself if you are still searching for some kind of symbolic gold to enrich your life. What would a gold rush look like in your life? Johan suggests that in his own life, in order for him to have found and extract the symbolic gold buried deep within him, he needed to start to dig deep into some of the events in his life and to start to unpack some of those events, some of which involved some unresolved things for him, like loss, unresolved grief, and things he was aware of that he wanted to let go of. He also was able to acknowledge important pieces in the timeline of his life, where he was content and pleased with the ways certain things worked out, like his good relationships and long-term partnerships and friendships. All of this led him to finding some of the untapped veins of gold within himself, and it also helped to guide him into his new career, in which he does give these tours. Perhaps in each of our lives, there comes a time to excavate some old rubble that can symbolically represent old unfinished business from our past. And from there, we can start to sift through some of the unearthed lessons from doing all of that work and sifting through in order to leave behind the rubble of the past and to see the wisdom and the lessons learned as part of our personal lives. And it is there that we find many gold pieces that are priceless treasures that have been brought to us in this lifetime and on our life's journey. So, what is lying beneath the bedrock of your own life? How can you mine it and extract it from the heaviness of the symbolic stone that surrounds it? Can you imagine that you have a heart of gold, that someone else has a heart of gold? How can you cultivate an expanded, loving heart? A heart that has the ability to soften like soft gold and to be shaped by the hardships and be resilient and generous and malleable without feeling depleted or mined out. Know that you can answer some of these questions or delve into them deeper even after you leave this space. So now, as you imagine your own loving heart expanding its capacity for more love and compassion, can you feel the warmth of your heart's love as it starts to gently shapeshift into an even more loving container, a container that serves to nourish the many levels of your body, mind, spirit, and soul? Next, your guide, Johann, has you climb back into the open-air Jeep for a short ride that will take you up to a very serene-looking hill that is isolated and protected with a large gate that goes across a very simple dirt road. From here, you will walk on foot silently until you are given a signal to stop and to gather around the ancient circular stone structure. Johann explains that very soon you will be allowed to touch one of the stones. But first, Johann reads the words that came from a respected tour guide operator, and this summary is what he will read out now about Adam's calendar. It is a wonderful opportunity to visit what many refer to as the African Stonehenge. This rock formation is also referred to as Adam's calendar and is believed to be over 200,000 years old. The circle is made up of tall stones that are positioned and anchored very deeply into the ground, and the stones take the shape of a circle. Many people, such as scientists, have studied the stones and their positions. The stones are aligned to the compass points of north, south, east, and west. Some scientists hypothesize that Adam's calendar may be the oldest man-made formation in existence. There is a shamanic history that is tied into this rock formation. The last known shaman of this area was initiated many times here as part of his training. This shaman has stated that the main purpose of the Adam's calendar was to receive energy from other ancient sites from around the world. The stones are believed to vibrate at certain levels and are thought to create an energetic field. Much about this formation has been kept a mystery. Johann next points to the sky, and as he does, you notice that the sky changes, and you see that day has become instantly night, and there is a constellation of stars now as you look up at the sky. It looks like a beautiful blueprint. Perhaps you too have been imprinted with a blueprint for your life, a blueprint that outlines many things such as who you're meant to meet in your life. It includes those you're meant to have longer-term relationships with and those who will impact your life but will be with you only for a short period of time. Each of our blueprints is unique as we each have different life lessons to learn and our life purposes are all different, and these all get shaped as we evolve throughout our life's journey. Johann asks you if you can feel yourself connecting to your blueprint now, as you are being called to understand more about who you are and your own natural essence and your own life's purpose. Johann points to a star constellation up in the sky to the left. You can see that the imprint and the outline is that of a lion. The lions of South Africa, and in particular the rare white lions of Timbavati in South Africa, are important teachers and have much to teach us. Johann tells you to hold the image of the blueprint of the lion and its outline in your heart. And know that the second part of the journey that will continue next time on day two will focus on learning the lessons that the white lions of South Africa have to teach us. So now as you walk back out from Adam's calendar and prepare to leave this space, know that you can come back here anytime. Johann reminds you that you've had exceptional experiences here today, and to take the time once you leave this space to journal and write down any notes that you would like. And when you're ready, you can start to wiggle your toes and your fingers. And when it feels right to you, you can move yourself back into a seated position. And from there, after a few more moments, you can bring yourself back into present time by opening your eyes. I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time here with me today. And until next time, I wish you well.